I may need to open the water bottle because I'm nervous. Yeah. I went to the many different churches. Always when I stand up here in front of you guys, I'm a little bit nervous because I love you guys. I don't want to make any mistake. Yeah. It seems like my family arrived in Toronto International Airport yesterday, but it's already time to go back to Indonesia, our spiritual warfare battlefield. Tonight, I'm going to start off the message a little bit differently. So I'm going to share the word of God in Indonesian style. I know the Canadian style, the speakers explain everything, and then you guys listen to them. Listen to him or her. But tonight, I'm going to ask you some questions, and then I'm going to give you guys some missions. So it's kind of we're going to work together to see word of God. Because without God, we can go to the different country as a messenger. So dangerous. So today, we're going to look at some stories in the book of Daniel. Before we go into the stories, in your daily life, your school, your workplace, and then you're in your house, someone asks you if they ask you, why do you live today? How do you guys answer to them? Do you have any answer that you can explain to them? Okay, I get up early morning because of this. What is your answer? Today we're going to look at the two stories in the book of Daniel. And then Daniel and then his three friends, they practice this Paul's command in their life every day. Find out what pleases the Lord. And especially the book of Daniel, let's talk about the life of Daniel and his three friends from youth to when they grow old. But some of people think when they start to read the Daniel, book of Daniel, they think, okay, Daniel, he and his friends already mature from the beginning. But it was not. They was a step by step. They learn about God and they experience God. And especially the chapter 1 talk about the youth of Daniel and his friends. So for better understanding, let's take a step-by-step approach. And then first, chapter 1, the verse 1 to the 8, the Bible says, Israel had lost in a war and has lost everything. The nation of Israel turned away from God. And God sent this many messengers to them, but they didn't listen to him. So God warned to them, if you didn't follow the word of God, some other countries will come and destroy your country. And then they didn't believe that. And that happened exactly what God said to them. So Babylon took the Israel, the royal people captive, the young men, wise men from the royal people. And they gave them exactly 3 years of training according to their roadmap. The Daniel and his three friends are among the group of royal people captive. And it means there are more people in the same groups. So one step at a time, let's go into the stories. The first thing that they did was to set a goal in their life. What was that? The chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Why is this important? As the young noble citizens of a defeated city, they had lost everything. People of Israel might have a bitterness due to the situations. However, they, Daniel, and his three friends put their faith to the Lord instead of complaining their situation to the Lord. In the center of their heart, their desire to worship the Lord. They may know God's heart. They have started their slave life with faith, commit their life to God's hands. And they focus on God Himself. And Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him." They didn't have anything to give offer to the Lord because they lost everything. But God valued their heart, and they were eager to worship Him sincerely. And what does it mean, worship the Father in spirit and the truth? How can we apply this in our practical life? The Paul gave us very clear directions for this. Through the Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he says, "Brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." And then Paul challenging us, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God." It wasn't Daniel and three friends that changed the chief of Enoch's heart, because they were slaves who couldn't do nothing. But when they have decided stay clean for the Lord, God started working in their life. Their faith have activated God's power in their real life. So Daniel chapter 1 verse 9 says, "Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs." So think about this. Before Daniel said something to the chief, God said this. So God already know their heart. They really want to worship God sincerely. And then that moment, God already started to work in their life. But right after that, "And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, 'I fear my lord, the king. When we have decided to follow God's way, challenges may be raised up.'" Always. Always. So, think about the situation of the chief of eunuchs. He received the king's command. And then now, Daniel and his friends, they are slaves. So how can he make the balance, the king's command and Daniel's? But in that situation, God came into that context. So Daniel, he said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servant for 10 days, and let them give us vegetable to eat and water to drink." With faith, Daniel asked him to give them 10 days. how many days? How many days the king's going to give them for the training? 3 years. How many days? How many total days the 3 years? Young man? Okay, don't use the cell phone. Use your brain. Yeah, 1,000? 95 days. So think about this. Only 10 days, Daniel asked them. Why? The Daniel and his friends never had experience with God, because when we see their situations, his people, his families, his friends were killed by Babylon, and nation of Israel defeated by the Babylon. It was the worst situation in his whole life. It couldn't be get worse than this. But at that moment, they had a desire to see God's power in their life. And they desperately need to experience God, who is their Lord and my Lord and your Lord. Do you have the same desire in your life? When you get up in the morning, God, please show your grace and mercy in my life. Is that your prayer? Or when you get up in the morning, oh, my morning already started. Tired. I want to go back to the sleep. Usually I did. But Daniel and his friends, they had a desire to experience God. And Daniel and the three friends, rather than looking at their situations and circumstances, they look at the word of God, the promise. The promise that God will restore the nation of Israel someday. They didn't know what would happen to them in 10 days. As every day went by, they probably had many thoughts go through them. Stress. The trusting and then following the Lord is not easy. Every time, we need to sacrifice ourselves. But it works. Verse 15. And at the end of 10 days, their feature appeared better and fatter in the flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. God wants us to get to know him first, rather than accomplishing anything. So, 10 days, they experienced God. But how many days left? 1,085 days. Sometimes people only focus on only 10 days. But they had the rest of more than 1,000 days. It's the same as the everyday daily routines. But what God have done for them through trials? As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skills in all the literatures and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all the visions and dreams. So, think about it. 10 days, Daniel tried to experience God. And God works in their life rest of time. The first, God was with them. God was with them. This is most important thing in our life. Okay? I call this group A. This is group B and group C. I'm going to ask you some missions. Okay, group A, I need one volunteer. Could you find Psalm 23, verse 3? And then please read it. And this group B, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. I need one volunteer from each group, group A and group B. Psalm 23, verse 3. Please.
Psalm 23, verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
And verse 4? Yeah. Verse 4.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
So, why he didn't fear? Because Jesus with him. And Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, please, group B. Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, verse 19.
Yep.
Do you therefore teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost?
Oh, sorry, 18, 19, yeah. Yeah. And Jesus said, I will be with you. And that's the point. 1,000 years ago, the Daniel and his friend experienced that. And now, it's our time. We live here in the earth very short time. And the second, that God provided them what they needed. Sometimes we don't know what do we need to ask God, but God knows exactly what we need. And third, God showed that he was a living God. And also, God strengthened and their faith. So, let's talk about it. What did they learn from this experience? From group C, what did they learn from this experience?
To trust God.
Yes. If they kind of only focus on their situation, it's impossible. Because they don't have anything that time. They lost their nations and their family were killed. But they focus on God himself. Trust the Lord. How did those lessons influence their whole life? It became the seed faith for them. And then how this experience influenced their whole life? Over there, young groups. How did those lessons influence their whole life, Daniel and his friend? That's the question.
They learned to trust God.
Okay, they copied. And they have a confidence. They had a confidence. Because they never had. The hope that started from this young man. And do you have, I'm asking all of you guys, do you have these kinds of experience in your life? When you trust the Lord, God shows his grace and mercy and power in your life? Yeah, some of them do not. Yes, we all have that experience because God always with us. But I still have questions. They had the great things, the chapter 1. And then when the king saw them, And he was surprised to see they are so wise among that people groups. But do you think that their social status, they change it? In chapter 1? Or did they succeed in Babylon?
Yes,
they were known as the wise, but there is no kind of a verse set their social status in chapter 1. Not yet. But we're going to see the another stories in chapter 2, but this one verse exactly happened to their life. Therefore, humble yourself under the hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. The 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. So, the second story, Daniel chapter 2, verse 1 to 49. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but I'm going to give you the summary of the stories. The first, the Babylon king had a dream. It was a very strange dream. So he called the wise men of the Babylonians and asked them, gave them two missions. First, they need to tell the king what dream was, what his dream was. The second, what the dream means. And they received a command. But no one in Babylon that time couldn't answer to king. So king was very upset and angry, and he sent the soldiers to kill all the wise men in the Babylon. And then one of the king's soldiers came to Daniel, and then Daniel was almost killed by him. And then he said to the soldiers, "Let me see the king." And then he went to see the king, and then gave one more day. And then he prayed with his three friends. And then God answered. And the last scene, the chapter 2, something happened to the Babylon kings. So crisis is the spark that leads to the opportunities. At the last time of his life, the Daniel, he was not panicked, but he knew what he needed to do. Pray to the Lord. So after he said to the king, "Give me one more day," and then he went to see his friends and asked them to pray together. And they didn't know what's going to happen. But they prayed together. And God really answered to them. So Daniel had the understand about the dreams and interpretation. But the two missions from king, the first, they need to tell them what his dream was, and the interpretations. And that time there are many witch doctors and the wise men, so they may able to understand the dream if they know the dreams. But they didn't know the dream, so it's impossible. So last week we heard from Mr. Yuli. He said that Satan can read our thought. He able to see what we think from our behavior. When we say something, or when we did something, and then Satan able to understand what we think. But before we did that, Satan can understand what we think. And he said, only God, Almighty God, can read our soul. So these two missions is from God. Because that time, only Daniel in the whole nations able to say to him what his dream was and then what does it mean. And God really answered to his prayer. So, we're going to do some the quiz together. Please open your Bible, the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 20 to 23. I need one volunteers to read that verse 20 to 23. Anyone? Thanks, Zeke.
Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have made known to me what we asked of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand."
Thank you very much. So group A, what was the answer? What is the answer for A? He changes
times and seasons.
Times and seasons. What does it mean? He changes times and seasons. In ancient world, when they made the time, and they look at the sun and the moon and earth, and they try to figure it out how everything's going on. All the universe, stars, everything. And then they made a time. And only one God can change times and seasons. And that exactly happened in Old Testament. Do you remember that? God holds the time for his people. God can do it. And God can do everything for you guys in your life. He is Almighty God. And Daniel, look at his situation. He is now in death situation. But he still look at the God. And he said, "You are Almighty God. Everything's in your control. I believe that." And the second, he removed the kings and then raised up the kings. And Daniel believed that all the authorities from God, not from people. He respected the king, the Babylon, but he also believed that everything's from God. And then group C, what is the answer for question C? He gives
wisdom.
Thank you. He gives wisdom to the wise. Do you guys need wisdom in your life? It's free. Anytime, ask the Lord. The James said to us, ask the Lord. And then how many times Jesus encouraged us, "Hey, my children, think about it. Even the bad father been asked by children so many times, they're going to answer. But what about our Heavenly Father? If you need wisdom in your life, ask him." And then group B, what is the answer for D? He
reveals
deep and secret things. And this is a warning for all of us. God knows everything. Even you do something in your private rooms, God could see everything. And if you say something in your room and curse someone, God knows that. God knows everything. Finally, he knows what is in the darkness. What does it mean, the darkness? It's the Satan's, the sin. And even God can understand and God can read Satan's thought.
Satanists can beat the God, but God can beat the Satan because God knows him. In his worship, I thank you and praise you, O God of my Father. You have given me wisdom and mighty, and have now made known to me what we ask of you. For you have made known to us the king's demand. So, God let him to know about the king's dream and the interpretation. But you know what? Before he go to the king, he didn't know this is really his dream or it is right or not. Until the king said, yes, it was my dream. So there is a possibility. If he says something to him, king said, no, it was not my dream. He could be die. But when he went to the king by faith, everything by faith, he went to the king and said. And then King Babylon, after he heard from the Daniel his interpretation of his dream, his faith have changed the king's heart and have made him the worship God, the slave. What he said, your God, the God of gods, Lord of kings, reveal the secrets. And then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts. He made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief minister over all the wise men of Babylon. Also, Daniel petitioned the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the edge of the king. Therefore, humble yourself under the hand of God. He may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. My dear brothers and sisters, time's so fast. So we're going to go back to Indonesia, end of May. Why I choose this book of Daniel? Now, when I see Canada, you guys are going to be attacked by many things. Yeah. It's so sad, but it's real. So, not only Indonesia is a battlefield, but also Canada, here, now, is a battlefield as well. Be ready to fight against. And then we need God. To think about this, who God is in your life? And what did you find through these stories? How did God answer to your prayer? So I have 5 more minutes. And time to say, I don't want to say goodbye, but see you later sometime. I made a video because I can't explain everything, so how much we really enjoy the fellowship with you guys last several months. So I made some video clip. So don't be discouraged if your face not in the face in the video. Yeah. I just tried to put some pictures so you guys are able to see how our life, my family life was. Is that sound on? Yeah, we arrived at the Toronto, 24 hours direct flight.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
They really enjoy the beautiful weather in Canada.
Was blind, but now I see.
Beautiful colors.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious to that grace, yeah, I first believe.
My kids really miss the snow.
My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains unending love. Amazing grace.
So thank you very much, all of you guys. Yeah, it's not easy to say goodbye. But someday, we're going to see you guys again. But we were very much encouraged by your love while we are here. So someone can pray for closing this meeting.
Giving us victory over what we face. I do pray for the Kims,
Update. We're going to leave Canada May 29th, and then we're going to stop by LA because our flight route from Toronto, LA, and Seoul, Singapore, and then Manado. So please pray for our journey, and we will go back to Manado where we lived last time, and then we will see how God leads us. That we still have a heart to go into the tribe. So we will keep in touch with you guys, how God leads us. And thank you.